Our volunteer team helps us with so many things. They do. We have volunteers that do pet therapy, that work in reception, that work in the kitchen, that help us with gardening, you know, with music, with filling the bird feeders. You know, they do office help. They just, you know, special events. We're really grateful for the volunteer support we have. And even in the middle of this pandemic, our volunteers have found ways to still continue to give to our organization, even if they can't necessarily been here physically.
That was actually, it was going to be my next question. How have you kind of had to pivot? How have you had to, you know, figure out the whole volunteer thing and make sure that they're still, you know, engaging and interacting? And how are they still a part of hospice right now with a pandemic going on?
Certainly, things look a lot different here than they did a year ago, or prior to a year ago, I guess, now. but they're still supporting, you know, they're still doing baked goods, they're still helping out. You know, in the beginning, they certainly were making all sorts of gowns and masks and things for us. They were finding ways to sort of give back and help us out. We've had some of our people have come to the windows and did some singing.
Oh, nice.
We did get some reception, like we were able to bring back our reception and kitchen volunteers back sort of at the end of the summer till about December for a few months. And they all went through their infection practice and control training and learned how to, you know, wear all the PPE and take it on and take it off and learn how to do screening. They've just been incredible in what they've been able to adapt to and try and help us out. We've sort of had to put that on hiatus since December. And we're really hoping with our vaccinations coming that they're going to get back with us soon. Obviously, probably not for the next 4 weeks.
What did you want to say to your amazing volunteer team? It still is Volunteer Month, and I know that you'd love to pass along a message for them.
You know, I think we're all missing the volunteers. The staff say to me all the time, I think what we want to say is that we're really grateful, and them not being here is leaving a huge hole in our heart because they just bring liveliness to our Campbell House team, to the house itself. We miss the smells, we miss the camaraderie, we miss them, and we're grateful to them. And our community, we miss our community volunteers who go out and support people in the homes and are still doing so by phone. We are just incredibly grateful, I think is the word that comes to mind the most, is that we are thankful for these wonderful individuals that give so much of their time to support us.